Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to you, Wendy Rector.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about Sam.
Yes, we are.
Okay. What's Sam?
Sam is the acronym for Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Started a number of years ago, I think 1976, they started doing activities. They'd pick a certain week in April to do activities. And I think in 2001 was the first nationally recognized month for sexual assault awareness.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, we need to be aware all year long, but sometimes it helps to raise the awareness a bit when there's a special time to give out information and say, hey, we all need to just raise our awareness a little bit. And,
right,
and April is the month right now to do that. Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. It's a time, especially for advocate programs, to look at it and say, how can we educate the community? How can we get the community involved on an individual level, groups, the community as a whole? So in the past, we've had different activities that we've done. We've had the Take Back the Night rally, like most college campuses do. But, you know, in small towns, they're not as well received. So we haven't done one of those for quite a while.
But one of the things that you have been doing very specifically is for students.
Right, and it's not just a SAM activity. It just happened that I was doing it during April. But that's going into the schools and talking to the kids. And currently I go in to the health classes in the Atlantic High School and talk to the kids about dating violence, bullying, harassment, and of course, sexual assault through dating. So date rape, we talk about all those issues. It's in their curriculum. Of course, the teachers will tell you, and I say this to as many people as I can, I don't have enough time. I try to cram a lot of information into a short amount of time and try to give them the best information that I can.
So what do young people need to know about dating violence, about sexual assault as a teenager? What do they need to know?
Probably the most important thing, and especially when I go in and talk to them, I tell them, no means no. No doesn't mean maybe. It doesn't mean yes. And the other thing is to say what you mean. If you mean yes, don't say no, or don't say maybe.
Don't play games.
Don't play games. You know, the big don't be a tease. Those are different things that the kids discuss. And a lot of times it's great communication. I mean, because the kids will bring things up, and then we have a dialogue about what's going on. And I like that. I think they like that. Plus, they're not reading out of a textbook. They're talking to me. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I think in my mind, and because I'm, you know, way past a lot of this stuff, but it's difficult maybe sometimes to tell the difference between, oh, you know, we were just messing around, you know, I hit him, he hit me on the arm or whatever, versus ongoing, really serious assault.
Exactly. And I tell the kids, you know, it doesn't make it right that you're just messing around. I mean, everybody does it. We can't stop that. But like you said, the difference is when it's ongoing, or when you're doing that to try and coerce someone or to try and change someone else's behavior. And that's huge when we talk about dating violence and sexual assault. We talk about a lot of things, and I can't cover all of that here, but to get back to Sam, and not just to talk about teenagers, but we also want parents to know, well, Sam's theme this year is it's time. And what they're looking at is it's time to talk to your children about healthy sexuality. Time to talk about gender norms, and time to talk about consent. And consent is kind of what we just covered, is no means no and yes means yes. And in the capacity that you are, can you give consent? So again, going back to talking to the high school kids, you know, drinking comes up, drinking and drugs come up, and I explain to them that even if you are of the age of consent, if you're incapacitating me, meaning you've had something in your system, yes can't mean yes, because according to the law, you can't give consent because you're incapacitated. So there's a lot of things that we discuss.
It's pretty difficult, isn't it?
It
and we need to, of course, sexual assault happens at all ages.
At all ages. And it's hard for people when they hear sexual assault, they think rape. And what's difficult, and especially working in this field, we call it sexual violence because that includes child sexual abuse, where it might be a parent or a guardian who is sexually abusing a child, or it could be an outsider. We talk about sexual violence, sexual harassment. That's, you know, it's not rape, but it's still sexual violence. There's just such a huge range of types of sexual violence that we could talk about. But again, most people think rape when mm-hmm. they hear sexual assault.
So some of the assault, and probably I'm going to say the majority of it, is more that harassment, that continued, you know, talk. And there may never have been any hitting going on, but
right.
the continued talk
right.
and weighs on your mind, and that's all that's on your mind when somebody's doing that to you.
Right. And that kind of goes back to, as an advocate agency, we're here to educate, but we're also here to assist if you need assistance, or if you, like if you've been victimized yourself, or if you have an issue where something needs to be done. How do we do something about the behavior that we're seeing either from this individual or from this group of individuals, and how do we stop it? How do we hold them accountable? And, you know, everybody that knows me knows I get on my soapbox and I talk a lot. But in order to address all of these things that I've mentioned, the time it's time to talk about, we have to address what the real issue is. And I know a lot of people, this is very controversial, but we live in a rape culture. And when we talk about rape culture, it's a culture that, although they might recognize it, if nothing's being done, then it's actually enhancing it. It's allowing it to happen. And that's what's sad.
So we go back to, it's the whole community, it's everyone who needs to be aware of what sexual assault means, and maybe, you know, take a step up to say, hey, here's something I'd like to do, and they could come to you and visit with you about that. Wendy, and do you, you know, we've talked about you going into school and doing programs, but I know that you will go to organizations, groups to give programs and maybe start that dialogue, not just Wendy standing up there saying da-da-da-da-da, but talk about it, and maybe that's another awareness where people really get to talk about it and going, I didn't know.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, people call us all the time and say, you know, I want to volunteer, I want to do something. And if they want to volunteer and do direct service, that's great. They can go through the training, we can get them lined up for that. But probably the most important thing is the volunteering that you can do for us, that you will never see us and we will never see you. And that is to take a stand in the community, in society, saying we will no longer tolerate the sexual violence that's going on.
It is going on in Cass County and Shelby County and Adair County, and it is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have the numbers. Unfortunately, I didn't bring all the numbers with me, but yeah, it's going on. We know. We see it in the news. We hear it. We read it. We know what's going on. The thing is, we're hearing that. Those that are occurring out there are probably double and triple, and we're not hearing about that. I read an article that said roughly 20% of people, of rapes that are perpetrated by an acquaintance are reported. So that leaves 80% of them out there that aren't being reported. Again, getting back to when we talk about rape and sexual assault, people think, oh, stranger hiding in the bushes, I'm walking home and I'm abducted and taken into the alley and I'm raped. 2% of rapes are stranger rapes. So it's okay to educate people on how to be safe, but we also need to educate our kids, society, how to be safe around people that you know and people that could potentially harm you. Mm-hmm. And that's tough.
So how do parents, you said it's time. It's time for parents to talk with kids. How does that happen? How can that, because it may be kind of uncomfortable. How does that happen?
Well, we need to talk to our kids and be comfortable with explaining what healthy sexuality is. And I know for a lot of parents that's really hard, but we have great information at the office. The other thing is, if you don't want to come to the office, get online. There are so many things online that can help you, walk you through how to work talk to your kids about sexuality, whether they're 5 or 15 or 25. You know, you can go through all of that. The other thing is knowing signs, recognizing signs that may be red flags that something's going on. And again, there's a great list out there that talks about kids and what to look at in their behaviors.
Give me a couple, just a couple.
For example, playing doctor. We all know what kids play doctor. Is that a red flag? No. If they continue to play doctor from the time that they're 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 until they're 20, might be an issue. So that's one of them. The other is being obsessed with pornography. Again, you know, we teach our little kids from the time they're born, cover it up, don't play with it, don't touch. Don't touch yours, don't touch mine, don't touch anybody else's. And we're not educating them the way that we should. Now, I'm not saying that we all need to walk around bearing all, but we need to have healthy conversations with our kids, and that's where it starts.
Okay. Well, if people have questions or you've raised the awareness, somebody has a bit of concern, they need to contact you. Or, as you say, go online, and how do they get a hold of you, Wendy? And
locally, you can get a hold of us at 243-6615, or our toll-free number is 800-696-5123, or you can call the National Sexual Assault Hotline, which is called RAIN, at 800-656-4673.
And remember to buy your cake bites. We've run out of time. Remember to order your cake bites by calling that 6615 number. Until next time, here's a thought from John Milton. The mind is its own place, and in itself can make heaven of hell or hell of heaven.